You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, King Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's The Bachelor After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's The Bachelor After Show.
Hello, AfterBuzz TV Nation, or better yet, AfterBuzz TV World. With over 20 million downloads and listened to in 75 different countries, we are your one stop, your one source for after show entertainment. I am JC, and this is The Bachelor, season 17, episode 11.
Bing is for doing.
And what are we doing?
An after show!
Not just any after show, Kelly. What after show are we doing?
For The Bachelor.
Sean, a quick shout out to the 29-year-old insurance salesman slash fitness model. Yes.
Slash furniture decorator. Slash purse maker.
Slash yes. Dancer.
And his 26-year-old graphic designer, blushing bride, Catherine Guidici. Congratulations, you two. You guys are going to make a beautiful couple.
She sounds like she should be on the Jersey Shore.
Ouch!
But she's...
What? Guidici? Come on.
They don't have any Italians, so...
I'm just saying.
That last name? She's half...
Half Italian and other half, I believe, is Filipino.
Isn't yeah. that how Teresa from Real Housewives of New Jersey says her name's pronounced? Maybe there's some sort of relation there. That
we could find.
Maybe she'll flip some tables.
I like them together.
Yes. Nevertheless, we are here to talk about Bachelor. And before I go any further,
as I digress,
let us introduce our wonderful panel of hosts, starting with the talent booker slash entertainment reporter and Bachelor fanatic, Miss Kathy Cupcake Kelly. Give it up for Kathy, everyone.
Hi, guys.
Delayed applause, but I'll work with it.
What an intro.
Yes, and no Bachelor After Show would be complete without our very own Bachelor expert. Yes, she's been in not one, but two seasons. That's right, with Charlie O'Connor.
Charlie?
Hey, Burning Love
He's
is still in my mind.
He's thinking Jerry O'Connell.
Yes.
From, I was like, Cherry's what? Who?
From Jerry O'Connell.
Charlie O'Connell.
That one, too. And... Rocking that bikini.
It's gonna be a rough night, kids.
It's what 11. Is it about The Bachelor that just gets you all tongue-tied?
I think it's these ladies. And of course, busting my chops left and right, the stunning Chrisley Kennedy.
I have not busted your chops once tonight. I just want to put that in the record. I have not busted your chops once tonight.
As his mic falls down.
The chat roll would disagree.
I have been following
Kidding, made
directions.
You look. All right. So, and also we got to introduce our own. He became a Bachelor fanatic throughout the season.
Oh, he's been a Bachelor
not
fanatic.
True.
He
not
has
true,
been
JC.
One for
yes.
a while. You
Kathy
are not
knows.
The only straight male yes. that likes the Bachelor
right.
franchise.
Thank you, Kathy.
Amen, brother. The ladies and gentlemen, Martin Baez. Give it up for yourself.
Oh, the crowd doesn't like me today.
He's great.
It's going to be a rough night, everyone. So let's just get into this. Literally, overall thoughts. Did you get what you wanted? Did we get it right?
Well, we got I it did. Right.
You did? Okay.
I mean, I don't know about you, but I did.
We got it right.
Yeah.
I think we all, yes. I think we're all in agreement that Catherine mm-hmm. just stole our hearts from the get-go. And mm-hmm. let's really break it down.
Well, not from the get-go. We didn't get to see her a lot in the beginning, but from once we got to see her.
Mm-hmm. I think that was a ploy.
Oh, completely.
Because we would have caught on just from episode 2 or 3, literally. And actually,
they need to do something to get rid of, like, spoilers and all those things, because I feel like they wouldn't have to do all these gimmicks if there weren't.
Do you think it's
like
because of the spoilers?
I don't know. I feel like they've done so many seasons that they need to keep fans guessing, and that's, I mean, one of the ways to do that is to not show the obvious person very, you know, for a while in the beginning.
Okay. Do you agree with that, Chrisley?
I think that they've always edited it that way, even way before there were spoilers.
Okay.
So I think that they do it because if you saw such a strong connection at the beginning, then you'd know right off the bat and there wouldn't be the guessing game. Because, I mean, from as far back as I can remember, it's always kind of been edited that way to the end where you're kind of guessing a little bit.
Well, with that said, should we just dive into Thailand? And here's an interesting little factoid. Did you know that Catherine, one of her, I guess, things on her bucket list was to ride an elephant? That's one of her three things on her.
I want to do that.
No, but how perfect was that? I think one was have a meal in Italy, and the other, I don't remember the third, but the second one was to ride an elephant in Thailand.
How do you know that?
I do my research.
I guess stalks. So.
I did my Hey, caught that.
Call it what you want. Research, stalking. I have a girl crush.
Do you really? Who's that?
On Catherine.
She's pretty amazing.
Oh my gosh, I think she's awesome. She's hilarious and she's pretty and she just seems very likable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, let's get into, did Sean's parents buy that likability? I think that's pretty obvious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, her future father, said just the perfect thing. Mm-hmm. What was it? I don't know the exact quote, but he
said, you'll never have a bigger fan than me.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
and especially for someone like that means so much from hearing that. I mean, Catherine doesn't have a close relationship with her father, right. And hearing that she needs that in her life and to be accepted by her future husband's father is so huge.
Yeah, I looked over and Chrissy like literally lit up when that happened. You made that instant connection.
I cried. I mean, there was a couple times, and it takes me a lot to cry, ladies and gentlemen, just so you know. I did. I cried a couple times tonight, and that was one of the moments. I don't have a great relationship with my father either. Mm-hmm. So to have somebody else's dad, especially our family that you're going to marry into, say that to you, it's got to be the most refreshing feeling in the world to have that father figure that you may not have had.
Yeah.
Just overall, I mean, we saw it. We saw it from like body language. We kept on those little cues. I think they gave us little clues throughout the whole season. And I don't think a lot of people saw it. That's why so many people were hurt. I mean, I think it was split down the middle. I saw a poll that had it 50, I think it was like 50.1 to 49.8. Lindsay over Catherine.
I saw another poll. The Us Weekly poll said 61% Catherine, 39% okay. Lindsay. So I think that it was where you looked. But I think that if you watched the extra footage on ABC, you would see clearly that it was Catherine.
Don't even get me started. I have like this big dissertation on the five reasons why Catherine won. And it's little examples from the notes. On episode two. Or the fact that when they... do you remember when they went on that like Survivor wooden challenge when they had to do the rafting and whatnot, and Catherine's team lost, and he brought them back for the second half of the day?
He wanted to see her.
And he said, there was a line, he said, "How do I know I'm not missing out spending some time with the woman I'm eventually going to be with?"
Mm-hmm.
And who was on the losing team? Catherine.
Yeah.
So many examples.
And we said that night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I mean,
especially when they went outside and had that moment together. You know, I think there were so many times in the season that it was undeniable between him and her. And I feel like that's why we didn't see as much of it, because it would have been too obvious. It was interesting that I talked to a couple of people today that have been watching that said this is the first season that they weren't invested in the final two. And I was kind of blown away by that, because while I've been a Catherine fan from day one, and you guys and our fans that watch the show have constantly yelled at me because I don't remember the other girl's name, it's not that I don't remember that her name is Lindsay. It's just that I don't choose to remember her because I want Catherine to be the only one left, you know? And it was interesting to hear people say that they weren't interested in either one of them, and this has been kind of a boring season since Tierra has left. And it almost felt like I've heard this several times in the last week, that because they focused on Tierra so much in the beginning of the season up until she left, that you didn't get to really meet some of the other girls and get invested in them.
We definitely didn't get to see enough of Catherine, in my opinion.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that I'm so happy that she was the one that Sean chose at the end, but I don't think that a lot of the fans got enough of what they wanted to see out of her to be invested in that relationship. Mm-hmm. At the end.
The chat roll actually agrees with you. Lions fan is saying the same thing. Unfortunately, there weren't too many Sean and Catherine moments because of Terrible. So they're on the same page with you guys. I think we're all pretty much on that. But what about poor Lindsay?
I mean, there.
Come on,
there was nothing wrong. No,
I'm just kidding,
Chrissy.
She's actually. I have not been a fan of Lindsay this entire season. I frankly thought she was a little bit annoying at first, and she has grown on me from, like, the past couple episodes. I really started to like her, and I think it was because I didn't see any depth with them. Chris Lee's disagreeing. No, I didn't see any depth with them. They were literally, they would make out, and she would giggle and do her, you know, voice or whatever, act like a little kid, and then that was it. There was no depth, and she kept on talking about, she kept on saying, oh yeah, like, we're able to be fun and giggly and silly, but we do have this deeper side to us, and I never saw it until Hometowns is when I finally saw her not being this, like, you know, 13-year-old girl who has a crush on a boy.
I blame it on, and forgive me if I offend anyone, on the Kardashians. Let me explain.
The baby voice.
It's called vocal fry, and it's an actual term that a lot of women do now. You think I'm sexy. They have that, like, growl, and they picked it up from the Kardashians.
But it's not that deep.
No.
I mean, she does it, not only just the, like, that, the prolonging the end of every word, but she talks like this. Like, she'll be in interviews, and she'll talk very normal like this, and then all of a sudden Sean comes around, and she starts talking like this. And it's like this baby voice that I can't quite understand.
Is it a sign of lack of maturity?
I'm just going to call you out, because you do a baby voice sometimes, too.
When?
At your birthday party when we were bowling. You're like, look at me, I did a stretch.
I mean, maybe I'm if I'm saying, having
no,
fun.
No, every girl does it. I think it's every girl does it. She does it too much.
But I think if you're out and you're bowling and you're being silly and you're with your friends, it's very different.
What
than
about
when you're
with your boyfriend?
That's weird.
Or your girlfriend.
That's weird. I think that's weird. I think that's
I'm letting
really
you two
immature.
Go. This is cool.
Your partner was there.
Right, but it had nothing to do with that she was there. It was just like I turn into a little kid.
Settle down.
I think that's her way of, like, expressing that she's having fun. Does she do it too much? Yes.
No.
Does every girl do it? I think that I would say 99% of girls do that. I even admit that I do that sometimes.
I don't know any girls who use the baby voice to talk to their boyfriends or girlfriends while they're dating. I don't. I can honestly say that I don't.
Because you don't see them. It's in a one-on-one situation. I would never do that when
Maybe
anyone else was
there. Maybe when you were 19,
there.
But not in your 20s. I think that she comes across by doing that extremely immature.
I do it subconsciously. That is what it is. I think it's a subconscious thing.
The fact that we're spending so much time on this. No. This leads me to, could this deep down inside be one of the main reasons why Sean did not pick Lindsay?
I mean,
not to be superficial, it lacks some sort of maturity, of groundedness.
Yes.
You know,
that's what I'm saying. I'm not. I haven't liked her from the beginning. And I mean, I shouldn't say I haven't liked her. I thought she was fun. I thought she was funny. I liked the wedding dress. I thought she had a great outlook. And the whole, like, I want to play jokes was adorable. But then it went too far. And the baby voice got pulled out. And then it was the giggles. And the, I want to kiss you, but I can't kiss you. But I want to kiss you, but I can't. It was really freaking annoying. Mm-hmm. And I think that tonight, which is so weird. It's crazy to me that you liked her tonight, because usually we're so dead on with the way that we feel.
Yeah.
But tonight I felt like she was almost trying too hard. I saw the genuineness with, I don't know if it was the mom or the dad when she teared up, but she brought up prayer a couple of times because she knew
earlier
that was important
in the night
to them. And I felt like there was just such a disconnect with her.
I feel like earlier in the night when she was meeting the family and when they had that one-on-one alone time, she was the same as she was the rest of the season. But at the final rose ceremony, I felt for her. I thought
Absolutely.
She was amazing. I thought that she had a really good shot at being the next Bachelorette if they hadn't already chosen it. but, I mean, I changed my opinion on Lindsay tonight.
You brought up a great point, and she brought up prayer and faith. But wasn't that what Sean was looking for? And that is something that was really never mentioned between Catherine and Sean.
I don't think that it wasn't ever mentioned between Catherine and Sean, because Catherine did talk about it at one point, and I think it was in the igloo that she just very briefly touched on it. I think that we just didn't see it. But
I don't think that Catherine's as strong in her faith as Sean and his family are.
What is her faith? I'm going to ask the question. Do we know? Because we know, like, a couple of the other Bachelorettes, they're strong Christian beliefs, and what unchristian, and Sean is a devout Christian. Mm-hmm. So how is that going to be covered? How are they going to overcome that? What if she's from a different faith? We don't know.
I don't even know how to answer this, and be politically correct because I'm never politically correct, so I'm just going to be blunt like I normally am. I wish people would get over religion because it has nothing to do with love. Nothing. Like, I don't agree at all with the fact that you cannot love someone that's of a different faith and have a successful working relationship, because I have family members that have been married successfully for years with children that are Catholic and Jewish. And it's just, I don't believe in it.
I
wish people would let
it go. And I'm not saying that it's because it was kind of a cornerstone for this season that they talked about his faith so much. Mm-hmm. So with it,
because that's him. That's not her that they're talking about.
Right. So then wouldn't you, like, in analyzing, stepping back, I get it. I agree with you. But I'm just raising the argument.
Do you think that he would pick someone that he did not think had the same values as he did?
Oh, I definitely think that he has the same value, or they share the same values and the same morals. But I'm saying that I feel like they share a different faith. And that does come in between a lot of relationships. I've personally had that come in between a lot of relationships. So I mean, like, there are times when, like, people have asked other people to convert.
Choice.
And yes, it is a personal choice. I'm not saying that you can't fall in love with someone who is of a different faith or doesn't have any faith. I'm just saying that it can, that is one of the things that is, you know, a make or break factor in a relationship.
No. That's the
money,
thing.
Religion, no. Politics. Like,
okay,
no.
So we agree to disagree. That's fine.
Well, if you allow that to come into your relationship,
then it's not
going to
work.
Meant to be.
Yeah.
Like, if you love someone through and through, and those are the things that are, no, then it's not meant.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just my opinion. That's my belief.
And this is just us talking about the parent state. Now let's move on. Let us move on to their final dates. The final date between, I believe, was it Sean and Lindsay? Was that the first
date? That was
date?
First, yeah.
Okay. What did you think about when she said, I love you, and he said, I know? Did that kind of, like, maybe give you a possible inkling that possibly he could be, you know, might be picking Lindsay? I mean, we talked about it, Chris, while we were watching.
Tonight was the first night that I've ever thought, oh, my God, it might not be Catherine. Because he was really good at... Really, really good. Like, maybe he should get into acting And if he really didn't know, which I genuinely hope that he wouldn't lie, because I don't think that he would. So if he really didn't know, then that's why we all felt that tonight. Because it was the first time that I was like, oh, my God, it might not be Catherine.
And there are so many bachelors and bachelorettes who come out after. And even though they say things on air like, oh, I'm definitely falling for this girl, and I'm falling for this girl, and this girl, they come out later and they're like, no, I really had eyes for one person the entire time.
Like, Ellie said that, right?
He did an interview... Who?
Allie said that.
Yeah.
With Frank and
Trista
Roberta.
Said that. Like, there are a lot of people who said that. And, or they said that they had two that they had their eye on at the beginning, and then it whittled down to one very early on, or whatever it is. And there have not been, I can't even recall someone who said that they fell in love with two people, that they were in love with two people. And Sean did. He even said in an interview earlier today that he didn't know who he was going to pick up until those last one-on-one dates after meeting, or after they met his parents.
Yeah. Do you think that changes maybe Catherine's opinion, or just watching that he's just going through such a hard
Clearly
time to the
not.
Very last minute?
Yeah. True. But she didn't see it until today.
What's that? I'm sorry.
She didn't see it until today.
But she saw last week. You know what I mean? I mean, I think that he's been pretty open and honest with her going into this.
I think
he has to be, or he's screwed.
As we were watching him, you know, Lindsay saying, I love you. I don't know. I personally, this is just my opinion, but I think I told you this, that you could see it in his eyes, that there was just something. There was like, he was there 98%. He does care about her, but there was just something like a little bit of sadness that he said, I'm going to have to hurt this girl's feelings, and I care about her immensely. What am I going to do?
Well, it's so funny, because we were watching, and they, I mean, kudos to the producers and the editors of the show, as always, because I did totally say, oh, my God, it might not be Catherine. Mm-hmm. And that's why they showed us her date first. Mm-hmm. And that might not have played that way. Catherine may have had the first date. We don't know. But JC and I were watching, and he said, I just want to thank you because you've been such a surprise. So thank you. And I looked at JC and I was like, oh, she's getting dumped. Like, literally, it was just instant because at that, you knew.
Yeah. It's that usual speech, I love you, but...
Yeah.
Yes.
And if the person's smiling or not, it's very obvious, like...
He did have a smirk. I think you called that.
Yeah.
He had a little bit of a smirk, but when Catherine was up, I was just like...
No, but he had the smirk. I mean, I thought it was talking about Catherine. I'm so lost right now.
Wait, what?
He didn't have... I don't think he was smirking that much when he was talking to Lindsay.
Right, with Lindsay, that's what I'm saying. Okay. With Lindsay, there was that sadness. And then with Catherine, there was just a little bit more of a giddiness to him, even beforehand. Maybe just us... What are you laughing
at? No, go.
Oh, okay, fantastic. With that said, now, if you guys are watching us live, you know, chat roll, hello. But if you're not watching us live, make sure to subscribe, tune in, let us know what you think on iTunes and YouTube. We do read all your comments, and we answer all your questions, and plus, it keeps the lights on. So with that said, let us move on to the next portion. Chrisley.
Yes? Sorry, I parched.
She's just parched. All right. Mm-hmm. Should we
are we talking about?
Should we just I guess we should just move on to the proposal.
Yeah.
Your feelings.
I love you, but.
However.
Can we talk about the best line of the night?
Absolutely.
Emily didn't pick you. That was amazing. Do you not remember this moment?
No, I'm so, like, information overload.
Do you remember
the
moment?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, tell us.
The beginning of the episode. You don't remember when the kids came in?
I had it written down.
His
nephew.
He comes and gives him a hug, and Sean's like, are you ready to pick Sean a girl? And he's like, Emily didn't pick you.
It was
the best.
Awesome. That was
it's
classic.
It's like kids say the darndest things.
Yes.
I loved that moment. Sorry. Okay, we can talk about the duck.
Okay, let's talk about the two girls and their dresses and something I want to bring up.
Any Ritalin? I need Ritalin tonight. I'm like ADD bad. Sorry. I'm just, all over the place.
Just follow the bouncing ball, Chrisley. We're okay. Okay. They both had very similar dresses, but call me conspiracy theorist here, but okay, why did one have a silver dress and the other one had a gold dress?
They always do the same.
No, but Catherine, who won, had the gold dress. So, like, am I going too deep?
Yes, because I wore white and Sarah wore brown.
Courtney Robertson wore black and, can't even think of that.
Lindsay Cox.
Wasn't she wearing white or like another? Oh, no, she was wearing a dark color.
I'm just saying.
They always wear designers. It's always the same designer for both girls' dresses. Or for the past few seasons, it has been.
Yeah,
I wonder, let's say for our like super, super Bachelor fanatics, that let's say they watch the season all over again. I wonder, would they pick up on little things throughout the season now?
Well, they just, I don't know if it was Us Weekly or OK, just did a like 10 or 20 best Bachelorette dresses. And they did a lot of back-to-backs from them. And I got to tell you, there weren't a lot that I liked.
No.
Like, they were a little, I don't know. Like, I actually liked
pageant-y.
The girls' dresses. Yeah, I mean, a little different. Like, they weren't, like, up. I hate to say trendy or stylish because I hate saying those words.
Mm-hmm.
But there was something that wasn't just, like, great about some of them.
I wish they would let them pick their own dresses for the finale.
You do get to
Wait, really?
Oh, absolutely.
Out of their selection?
They bring you a bunch of dresses, you try them on, and you tell them what you
How
like.
Many dresses? Is it like five?
I tried on like a dozen.
Okay.
Hmm.
And I picked my top two favorite. So that because if I pick a white dress and Sarah picks a white dress, they don't want us both in white, right? Mm-hmm. So you have to pick the top two, and then right. So then they. But I actually
I feel like it's even a style though. Like they give them a certain style, and then you have to go with it. Because I mean, all of the girls always end up looking the same. Like
I don't remember any of them looking the same until tonight.
On Ben's season, the final two girls definitely wore the same designer.
Did they really? Okay. Well said. So now that we've got that moment in clarity, sorry, that's our little running joke. Because how many times did Sean say clarity tonight?
Ton.
Chrisley, she was keeping count.
Nine.
Was it nine?
I think it was nine.
That was like his word. That's his amazing. Like Mesnick's amazing. For Sean, it's all about clarity. What are you looking up now, Kathy Kelly?
I'm trying to look up their dresses, and they both wore. It looks
they don't
like,
look anything alike.
I feel like they do. Just the way that they're styled.
They're both black. I love you.
Okay.
But they're just both black. Look, hers is tight and feathery at the bottom. Sorry, guys.
For
we
those of you
watching, I'm trying to show you these pictures.
Listening.
Martin's screaming at us right now.
Yeah, but it's turned into fashion police right now, so.
I'm sorry. No, if you just look up Ben's season and you look up this season, the finale dresses, I feel like they're very similar. This year, it was two very light, shimmery dresses.
It was the
Ben's
same
season,
exact material.
It was two black or very dark. Like, I feel like they...
Okay, we have a responsibility to the fans, and I'm going to call us all out right here. California 90 said, hey, you guys didn't even talk about Catherine's last date.
Yes, we didn't.
So we got to bring it back. We're taking care of you guys. Remember, you guys are our fourth host, so I have to bring it up because she said, I love you, and Sean said nothing. That's backing up what we said with Lindsay. Did we think that she wasn't going to get picked there when she threw a tantrum? Did you throw a tantrum, Chrisley, when...
I never told Charlie I loved him.
No?
Mm-mm.
Interesting.
Sorry, Charlie! He's a friend of mine.
Yes.
It's fine.
We know. We know. All right. So what'd you guys think about riding an elephant?
I want to ride an elephant.
I want to ride an elephant. She got to ride an elephant
twice. She got to ride an elephant. Lindsay was on a boat. I mean, who got the better end on
the
final date there?
The elephant. The elephant got the better date.
The elephant got the better date?
The elephant.
Okay.
I think that they probably chose that for a reason. Mm-hmm. I mean,
they were setting it all up.
It's the same reason why they choose girls who are afraid of heights to go on certain dates. They know what you love, they know what you hate, and they're going to play everything to make it the best season. Like, they're going to play to what you like and what you don't like.
I agree.
To get the best reaction out of you.
Okay, and a final quick point with Catherine's date. She had such a hard time opening up with Sean.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think after the cameras are gone, after all the notoriety, some of the notoriety dissipates, is that still going to be a stumbling block for them both? With Catherine possibly still being that more reserved of the two?
I don't think at this point it will be, because I think that she's kind of knocked that wall down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's fine.
Like falling off my chair here. I do. I think that wall is kind of blocked down at this point, and she knows that she has him, so there's nothing else to really... Like, they're engaged.
It was
they're
an insecurity before.
Yeah. I think it was a total insecurity. I think when you're in a relationship and you're just dating, mm-hmm. I mean, besides the fact there's other women involved, I mean, when you're in a relationship, until that time comes where you're engaged and that commitment is there, that you're never going anywhere, I think there's always walls up. But I feel like once that commitment's there, then that wall's kind of down.
And as we will get into a little bit later, they're going full speed ahead. So
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
That's my boy.
So let's talk about the proposal, Catherine's proposal, or let's talk about Lindsay, the letdown, that moment, how she took it.
She handled it so freaking well. I mean, you could, and that was painful for, like, as a viewer to see how well she was handling it. I just wanted her to start crying, and she was like, he was crying, and she was comforting him. How weird was that?
But there was a turn in her, which I appreciated. And the turn where she was like, okay, stop. Like, don't sugarcoat it. Don't tell me how much you love me anymore. I don't want to hear it. Just let me go. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm done. She took her shoes off and walked and was like, that's it. Like, done.
America fell in love with her, though.
Well, it is. Because as much as I love Sean, like, I do. But, like, way to drag out the breakup. Like, and I know that part of it's for the show. But, like, at some point, you just kind of do have to let them go. Like, he had no problem letting Ashley go. So why was it so hard here?
And that is a great point you brought up, because we saw the struggles. He did the Mesnick cry. You know, he was crying over the fact that he had to break her heart.
He was really upset.
Breakups are hard.
Not really. I'm just kidding.
I was like, on really either easy. End, they suck.
No, they do. They're horrible.
They suck.
Nobody wants them.
All right, but she did take it well. And why wasn't she the Bachelorette? Or should we save that for later?
I'll save it for later.
Okay.
Well, actually, I don't know why she wasn't the Bachelorette. I think they just had already chosen, and they're going to go with America's Favorite.
Sorry, did I say that out loud again?
Nope.
You told me that I wasn't being blunt enough, and I wasn't being myself enough, so now I am, and now I'm still getting yelled at. Never make AfterBuzz happy.
You just have to be happy within yourself.
I am.
There we go. Moving on to a happy person, a happy place. Catherine.
She did look like she was about to pass out. She looked so unhappy, like, not unhappy, but, like, I think she just wasn't, she was preparing herself for the worst, and that's what she thought going into this.
She kept looking like she had her breath taken away, and I loved it. Like, I loved it. Like, she just, every time he would say something, and at the beginning, you don't know, because it's like,
you know that they're going to build you up. Yeah.
And it's always the way they do it. They say all these wonderful things before you hear the but. And so I think she was waiting for the but. And then when he finally was able to say, I want to spend the rest of my life with you, I love you. Like, it literally was like every time he would say that, any of those words, it was like her breath got taken away. It was the most magical moment on the show. I was bawling.
She was.
Like, bawling.
I loved it. She was like, oh my gosh, is this real?
Yeah.
Like, one of the most sincere reactions that I've seen to a proposal. It looks so real, almost, because I feel like in the past we've seen this romantic and it like plays out just like a movie, where you want to kind of have the winner or the one who gets proposed to be like, wait, I'm being proposed to on TV. This is weird. Is this real? Like, did I actually just, you know?
And do you think they slightly may play it up a little bit for, you know, because in the scope of the show,
depending
like,
on the people, yeah.
Oh, I mean,
like, look at I, like I said, I did not watch all of Ben's season, but I did see when he proposed to her. And look, I mean, she was like...
It seemed a little more disingenuous, you're saying.
Yeah. Okay. I mean,
This was a true moment when she was losing her breath, and you're just like...
Yeah, like, her reaction was the best reaction we've ever seen.
And Catherine wears her heart on her sleeve, and she would probably be the worst poker player in the world because every single emotion is, like, right on her face. When she's sad or, like, she's worried, it's on her face. When she's happy, she blurts out. She's like, oh, my gosh, an elephant. Like, she has, like, these huge reactions, and she can't hide it.
No.
So I think that that's one of the things that made America love her so much.
And we've talked about this before on the show, and JC and I were talking about it when we were watching, was that out of any season I can ever remember, she has the most realistic view of this process of The Bachelor, of it being this and going into real life. Like, she had the most realistic view from the beginning of this process.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me.
You should watch Bachelor Canada.
And I feel like that I don't need another show to watch. My DVR is full. No. But I feel like that's why that they will succeed as opposed to some other people, you know?
Sean got what he put out. He was a genuine guy, a gentleman. And he got someone that was genuine. And she, like we said, she was
rare to find
galaxy.
So we'll see. So I don't know if we're going to ask, will they last before we move? Let's move on actually to after the final rose.
Can you not ask, will they last already?
You have to.
I mean, come
on. I have to ask the question that the fans want to know. That's why we're here.
I'm going to say it, that there is going to be at least one tabloid over the next week or two that is going to say, Sean is a fame whore. Sean is doing, I mean, it's already been said. It's going to be announced on Dancing with the Stars tomorrow. This is part of my news. But on GMA tomorrow, sorry. He is going to be on Dancing with the Stars. Everyone knows that's going to happen. He is going to get backlash. I think he's sincere, but I'm just saying the general public, at least one tabloid, is going to say he's a fame whore. He is going back on television, even though he says he wants to be a normal dude living with his fiance. And they're also going to say that he's having his wedding publicized on air, so he's a fame whore. Do I agree with it? No. I know that you don't agree with it either.
Right, but I'm just saying we don't have to say it if everybody else
is. I'm just saying I'm making the argument because I know that there's someone watching who is going to be saying that too.
I mean, just going with Kathy's argument, I mean, you know the tabloids, that's where they make their money, and it could be the most false thing on the planet. And with the fact that they're going to, he's going to be on Dancing.
They do this every single season.
Like, people judge to judge. And every season, everybody says, everybody that goes on TV wants her 15 minutes of fame and blah, 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 blah. The fact of the matter is that people take chances and get out of their comfort zones to have experiences.
This is what we do every single season, though, is people build these people up and then they tear them down. We talk about this all the time, is we want to see this flourish, but
people getting way emotional and I was just saying I was being joking and saying, do we really have to say they're breaking up now and we're only 30 minutes into the show? I was just joking.
Well, let's,
everybody relax.
Well, let's. Well, actually, this is a good reason why we're here, because you do know Sean and here's a way to actually dispel a lot of this stuff. You know him in a deeper sense, and you know how genuine this guy is. And sure, they're
right, which is why I'm saying let's not.
But we're just answering the questions that a lot of people are going to throw out there. Mm-hmm. So our responsibility is to give everyone a clear picture and say, hey, this is probably what's really happening, guys. And there's nothing going on. They're going to pair him up with PETA, and they're going to say something, you know, he and PETA I forget her last name.
They're going to say that is Catherine jealous because he's dancing with this gorgeous girl?
And Chrissy said it herself. You said Sean is the most genuine person you have met.
Mm-hmm.
So
honestly, I'm just going to say this. I think it's a smart move for him to go on Dancing with the Stars, whether he wants to be famous or not, because he is getting paid for every single episode that he's on, and he can create
a lot of money.
Yeah,
a lot.
What is it, like $100,000 or something around that for every single episode?
I've heard it's $150,000 per episode. That's what I've heard.
He can use that money to make his business better and to build a life for himself and Catherine.
Well, here's the thing. Okay, so if we look at it from an economic standpoint,
Melissa Rycroft did it, and she has an amazing marriage.
You know, because Emily received a $250,000 to do Bachelor, and from what I've read in the press, that Sean received substantially less.
I didn't.
Oh yeah, that's well known. with Emily. That's tons of publications from Radar
but
Online.
But it's publications. And right. I don't even know where to go. They're tabloids. Like, mm-hmm. that's what they make a living doing. They're tabloids. I have talked to tabloids, and then they've written a whole nother story. I mean, they're tabloids. You know what I mean? Unless it comes from the horse's mouth, then I don't buy it. And I feel like there was stuff, like, don't get me wrong. I am totally into buying the OK magazines and the Us Weeklies, and I fall into some of it myself as well. But I also take it for what it's worth. It's a tabloid.
You have to take it with a grain of salt.
Radar Online has said horrible things about people I know that I know aren't true. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? So it's tabloids, and that's what they do, and they make money off getting you to believe stuff. And it's just, I get it, and it makes money, and it's great, but they're tabloids. And I 100% do not believe that she made $250,000 on Bachelorette.
All right. So with that said, will Sean and Catherine be above it and they'll be fine? That's what it sounds like you're telling me.
I think within their relationship, they'll be fine. Yeah. But okay. Of course, the world's going to speculate and say mm-hmm. all the things mm-hmm. that they can, because they don't know either one of them as people. And I don't know Catherine. Mm-hmm. I don't know her from hole in the wall. And I pray to God that she doesn't change, because unfortunately, this is so different from when I did it. I mean, I can't even relate to these girls in any way, shape, or form. They are thrust into fame because the world loves this show. And there's so many millions of viewers that watch every week, and the Twitter following, and mm-hmm. the Facebooking, and the tabloids. So they're thrust into fame for nothing, really. And so people change from that a lot. And so I just hope and pray that she doesn't. And from what we've seen, I don't think she will. That's my only concern.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. So let's move on to After the Final Rose. A heated debate for our last one. And that's what we keep the conversation going. And that's what we're all about here at AfterBuzz. So After the Final Rose, thoughts of seeing that reunion with Lindsay and Sean?
Awkward.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Yeah. Awkward.
If you guys care to expound upon that, why? What was awkward?
Do you want to sit at a couch and talk to your ex in front of a live studio?
It happens every season. What made this one different?
But I'm just saying, you asked what I thought. I thought it was awkward.
Okay.
It's awkward every season, and I feel like it's different every season, because you can always tell the girls that are over The Bachelor and the girls that still have feelings, and I feel like she still had feelings. You could tell.
Yeah.
And Chris Harrison was poking her and prodding her and trying to get her to cry. Mm-hmm. If you notice, he asked a question, she almost started to cry. He asks another question that's the same question but phrased in a way that he will, you know, try to get the answer that he wants. Yep. He keeps on asking like 5 or 6 questions, the same thing over and over, like, well, how does it feel to get dumped? How does it feel to get dumped by the guy that you're in love with? How does it feel to get dumped by the guy that you're in love with? And then he says he's in love with you, but this other girl's better than you.
And then, like, what is it like to tell your family?
Yeah.
How did your family and friends take
and
it?
She,
it was awkward.
She was on the verge of tears the entire time, and I couldn't tell whether she was genuinely over him or she was still kind of struggling with it, and I think it was the latter, honestly.
Do you think she handled it well, though?
Oh, completely. I couldn't have handled
it. She held her composure, and she stayed strong, and she didn't cry. I mean, even I cried at that moment, but it was only because my mom was there. I have to give it to her, because the moment that she got dumped in Thailand, you know, she broke down, and that's a tough, tough moment. And to not have anyone or anything that you love surrounding you when that happens, and then to have to relive that again and it not be just you and a producer and a camera person. Like, you get used to the camera person and the producer after a while, so you feel comfortable crying in them. But there's like 300 people sitting there watching this weird moment that you have to sit with your ex on a couch while some guy asks you if you still love him. Like, it's awkward, and she held herself really well.
She said the one thing that we were hoping to hear from Ashley for weeks when Women Tell All, mm-hmm. when she left, was that I grew so much from this experience.
Yeah. Can we talk about Ashley for a minute?
Of course,
she was on this episode for an oddly moment tonight.
They did have a lot of the former contestants on this episode, which was different.
I liked hearing from Leslie. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yes.
Because I'm going to get yelled at. And I loved seeing Sarah, but she was too politically correct. So she was like walking the fence, not showing
fun. As Chris Harrison said.
Yeah. That Ashley moment was just, she is like kind of a little bit Fatal Attraction. No?
We've been saying that. Yeah, I think we've brought that up. That yeah. we were going to see like
no,
a boiling
I mean, tonight,
bunny.
Like, yeah.
Of course. Oh, yeah.
She was like, obviously, I'm more serious, but we still had our fun moments. Granted, they had some more silly moments, but I think he's going
you have
to
pick.
Do the eyes. Like it was very bizarre.
Do the crazy eyes.
And yeah.
Her eyes get really big when she talks about it because you can tell she gets really upset. So she starts to go like this. Well, clearly yeah. I'm more serious. Like it was just it was horrible.
At least she understands it about herself.
Got the perfect guy for her too, from the Bachelor franchise.
Who? I yes. want to know.
Reed
Please
Rosenthal.
Don't say Ari.
No. No,
they tweet.
Even though
they tweet.
Everyone
yeah, tweet
has been tweeting with Ari. Quit it with Ari.
Yeah, like get yes. over it, ladies. I mean, if you want to, I mean, and Ashley called Sean a frat boy. Just saying.
Woo, it's getting hot in here. But okay, I've got the guy for Ashley. And he's from Emily's season. Doug.
Who's Doug?
Doug Kleeger?
Yes.
Is that his last name?
Doug
with the
Papa Hen, the very emotional Papa Hen.
Waited to kiss her until she was sending
him
home.
They would be like a toxic relationship and a half.
If they loved each other, it would work.
Can you imagine if they had kids and their kids played baseball, how rough they'd be on those kids? That's all I just thought of was like both of them just yelling at them. That's all I thought of. It's horrible. No.
But think about it. It's either going to be Bliss or Butcher Knives.
I don't think she's going to find someone until she is comfortable with herself. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying this in a bad way whatsoever and people are going to take it like that. I think that she needs to talk to someone about it. And I feel like that's the only way that you can really like... I know people are going to take that in the worst way,
no,
but
you're right.
I feel like she does have some deeper issues that she still needs to resolve.
Yeah.
And I think that this helped, this press has helped her a lot
but
in realizing that she
have.
Can fall in love and she can be open with someone. But I think that she still needs to overcome a lot in her life.
It's just okay. And I should not be the one saying this.
Oh, I need
all.
To too.
No. I should not. Like Stephanie will tell you that these words coming out of my mouth should taste like vinegar. She needs to learn to let go. And she's not going to be able to do that without some other source of help. Mm-hmm. And I should not be the one saying that because that is the pot calling the kettle black beyond.
We all need help.
I mean, I need a lot. But.
Now that we had that little Ashley tangent, let's move on back to the show.
I was just saying we didn't talk about it. And it was, you know, she was...
And Jacqueline was there, too.
We little like, Mermaid.
And you were like, who's Jacqueline?
No, I saw her first. Okay. I knew Little Mermaid. And I got excited because I thought maybe she was in the running for
Chrisley's a big fan of Jacqueline.
I love the Little Mermaid.
She does. So, all right, now Lindsay handled herself well. Now, what about Catherine and Sean? What did you guys feel? Did you feel a truthness to them in that reunion? Did you feel that energy?
Did you feel the energy? Because I know that's why you're asking the question.
Of course. There was something that I thought that was slightly missing with the lack of PDA.
It's the PDA.
But let's take, for example, the couples that did show PDA, Emily and Jeff.
Crash and burn.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Ben and Courtney.
Crash and burn.
So maybe this is the right approach.
Mm-hmm. I also think the times that we have seen them be more affectionate, it's always them alone. And obviously the cameras are there and the producers. But I also think that he's a little bit more reserved. And so the live studio audience was what was why we weren't. I think if it was not in front of a live studio audience, I think there would have been a little bit more motion shown. Mm-hmm.
I thought she was a little more reserved than he was, though.
Yeah.
Oh, God. She was constantly touching him. Constantly.
No, they were touching each other, but they weren't looking at each other and kissing. Did they kiss at all? I didn't really see them kiss that much.
He kissed her forehead a couple times.
But not on the lips. And we see that all the time where, like, they see each other originally and then they make out immediately on air. And then they, like, go and they sit down and they're, like, after the proposal, they, like, turn to each other and they're like, oh, let's kiss again. And, like...
It's maybe, for me, it was maybe body positioning. I'm so stuck
still,
with the body language.
I see
thing.
It with them. I definitely see a chemistry, but there was a lack of PDA.
They just express it differently, yeah. And that's quite all right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that it was the environment. I was going to say emotion. Sorry, wrong word, environment. Mm-hmm. I think it was the environment, and that's why we didn't see it. Yeah.
Okay, so, you know, and of course you love their dresses, or you love Catherine's
Her
dress.
Her dress was amazing. Lindsay's dress was not cute.
It was a little bit matronly at the top.
Okay,
it wasn't cute.
Okay, so why would she do that? Because I've always heard that when a girl, you know, when they break up, when couples break up.
You want to look smoking hot.
Exactly.
I said that too. You want to wear what Leslie wore to the Women Tell All. Or, yeah, I think it was Leslie. There are a couple girls that wore amazing dresses to the Women Tell All.
There was a lot of bandage dresses.
Yeah, that's what you need to wear. You need to wear a bandage dress and show off whatever cleavage you got. You do it.
Right. Well, she doesn't really have any.
The opinions expressed by Kathy Kelly do not necessarily reflect those of AfterBuzz or its subsidiaries. Thank you.
Even the mesh part in the middle, that was hot. Just take off the little, the frilly stuff at the top, and you got yourself a hot dress. She has a really cute body. She is this tiny, like, she has the body, so she can do it. Whether she has cleavage or not, you work your assets that you do have. Just saying.
Okay. If you guys have to be watching us live, honestly, because
it is a heated
a face is worth a thousand words. We'll say that. So, shall we move
on? She's all right. I mean, she's all right. She's not like...
Let us know what you think, guys. Do you agree with our fashion police or not?
I was a little worried tonight, and I said this to JC, because I am friendly with Sean, and he may or may not be in L.A. soon, so... Mm-hmm. I've been trying to get in touch with him, and I was like, oh, God. I was like, I might have to meet Lindsay. Like, what if she watches this show? Like, I've said that I don't like her, and she's annoying for a while. And, I mean, it's all opinion based on what I see on television, and she may be very nice in person. But I did say that JC tonight. I was like, oh, God.
I eat Michelle Money.
I love my Michelle Money.
Exactly. I eat Michelle Money.
Love me some money.
So you never know. We don't know.
You don't. It's all based on what you see, and then you make your opinion when you meet them. Other than that.
And what do we see when we hear the name of Desiree being the next Bachelorette?
Allie.
Predictable.
Martin is a big fan of that decision.
Safe. No, I'm very happy that it's Desiree out of the girls that they had. I really wish, as much as I love Catherine, and Sean together, I wish that they could clone her and also have her be a Bachelorette.
Yeah.
I think that would be an amazing season. Yeah.
I'm going to be completely uncalled for because that's just kind of night I'm having. I thought she kind of looked, what are they saying? Are they beating me up?
No, Derek Johnson writes, love Chrisley's face.
Sorry. I thought she looked the worst tonight that she's looked all season.
Desiree?
Yes.
But we talked about it.
I thought the dress was cute. I thought the hair and makeup were horrible. I thought
she looked great at the Women Tell All.
She hadn't slept in 4 weeks.
But that's not her fault. In Desiree's defense.
Oh, the makeup artist tonight was horrible.
For all of the girls.
All of the girls looked gray. Like, they almost looked dead. They almost looked like.
They're all gorgeous girls. We know this.
Beautiful.
But they looked a little bit washed out. And that is because I feel like whoever the makeup artist was didn't do proper television
Something
makeup.
Something was off.
So, did producers make the right pick? Will America fall in love with? I'm telling you.
Oh, I thought you meant with the makeup artist. I was like, no.
I was with you. I was totally with her there.
And this is our final episode.
I mean, you're gonna miss us.
Yes, absolutely, and so will our fans. So, let's get into Desiree. Honestly, are we
did
gonna?
Did they make the right choice?
Yes.
She is definitely a fan favorite. So I think that we will have a good season.
She was breaking down tonight.
A lot of people are interested in seeing her family again.
I was not so happy about this. I'm hoping that I will love the season because, I mean, I'll watch, of course, because I'm glued and I can't not watch.
You're contractually
obligated.
Yeah, I can't not. The only reason why I stopped watching Ben's season was because when... the crazy girl.
Ben's season was a different
story.
Well,
I just stopped when the crazy girl went skinny dipping on like the third episode. Yeah. I was like, nah, too much for me. So I stopped. But I will watch. And I hope that she changed my mind. I just don't know how genuine I see her as anymore. And
I want to see the new guys.
I like to see the guys. I mean, yeah.
And it's always a quicker turnaround time for The Bachelorette. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's why they had to announce it so quickly without taking the proper time that they would have with The Bachelor to figure out a new girl. Last time we had The Bachelorette, they had known for a couple months that it was going to be Emily Maynard. And she wasn't just coming off a season. This is...
Yeah, because they got to start filming soon.
They have to start filming now.
They're already filming.
They are already filming.
Yeah.
They haven't introduced her to the guys yet.
Right.
But
that's what I mean.
They have to start filming now. And at least this is an opportunity for the guys who are coming on to know who they're going to start dating, unless they're starting to film tomorrow.
And didn't we have a fellow After Buzzer get a shot of?
Yes, I was going to announce it in News and Gossip, but we're kind of going to mesh everything.
We've hashed it all up. Let's move on to News and Gossip.
Okay. TV news. Okay. So starting with, I already mentioned the poll on Us Weekly. That was 61% Catherine a win. You saw a different poll. There are a lot of polls going around the internet saying who would win, who would not.
If it's on the internet, it has to be true.
It does. And I was actually surprised at, it has to be true. I was surprised at the girls, how politically correct, and some of the people that they asked today in the audience, how they were like half and half. I thought that was kind of staged because I feel like more people thought that Catherine would win. As I mentioned earlier in the broadcast, Sean is going to reveal tomorrow on GMA his big announcement. If you don't want to know what it is, you probably already do. This is a little bit of a spoiler. He's going to be on Dancing with the Stars. He is the final contestant on Dancing with the Stars. His partner is PETA, and hopefully he'll be a great dancer.
That should be interesting to see him in a different... Do you think he can shake a tail feather?
Mm-hmm. And I think that that is why, we all speculated, that is why when he said, Catherine has packed her bags, he didn't say, we're moving back to Dallas, because that is what Chris asked him. Are you guys... Is Catherine moving to Dallas? He, as he has been all season long, he's been very good with his words, and he said, Catherine has packed her bags, we're going to be together.
And he's learned in life not to take any guesses, because it throws things at him left and right. And he's so freaking good at keeping secrets, because I don't know that he's going to be on Dancing with the Stars. And I just talked to him today.
Sorry.
Really?
Yeah, I just talked to him today.
He didn't even give you any hints the entire season of who he was going to pick.
Or
if
he
was engaged.
Nothing.
Sneaky.
So sneaky.
What else you got for us?
Okay, so he will be on Dancing with the Stars. That premieres next Monday night. And obviously most of the contestants, we're not sure if Sean has already started training. We're assuming he has. But he will be in LA for a while filming Dancing with the Stars. And then The Bachelorette premieres May 20th.
Mark it in your calendars.
Desiree as the next Bachelorette. So, yes, they have to start filming right away because that is, what, 2 months away?
Yeah.
A little over 2 months away. You know that it takes a little, what is it, 10 weeks to film?
With, I believe usually. It's 20,000 hours of filming that they have for the show.
It usually takes between 8 and 10 weeks to film a season of The Bachelor or The Bachelorette. Your earphones hurting again?
So bad.
So it premieres March 20th, right after the finale of Dancing with the Stars. And they have
May 20th.
They have already started filming in Venice. They've been doing the little, you know, B-roll shots with Desiree. And one of our fellow AfterBuzzers was one of the first people to catch them filming. Or not in Venice. He caught them filming on the Santa Monica Pier. James Wellington.
Nice
shot. He took some pictures, yeah. So,
is he allowed to post those up? Can we?
I think he actually sent them into E.
Yeah, E News posted them. It's posted. It's already on the internet.
Yes.
Then it's true, like you say.
Yes. So that was March 8th that all of the filming began, or at least the first things that we saw. Which, if they were going to try, I feel like they almost want to do spoilers. Like, if they didn't want to do spoilers, they would have filmed indoors, doing all the indoor interviews first, and then tomorrow started filming outside.
I kind of agree with you. I think that it's a cute little like cat and mouse game that they play, and it just creates more interest, I think. Mm-hmm. I do really start thinking that they're not going to be able to get
rid of... They don't want to go a day without being in the news.
Yeah, I
think that's what it is, which is smart and whatever. Okay, so very quickly, Emily Maynard talked to Allure Magazine and gave a couple things. She actually wanted Sean to pick Catherine. She said, I think he's going to pick Catherine. I think they really get along well. And some of the conversations they've had just seem to be, just having been in that situation, it says a lot when you can just talk about nothing. Mm-hmm. So she saw something with them. And she knows Sean really well.
She knows romance.
Yeah, and she talked about filming her season. She said that sometimes you get home from a date at 4 a.m. and then you have to go on a date at 7:30 the next morning. So you're kind of, your veins are filled with Red Bull and you have to be ready to go at the drop of a hat. And she still looked amazing while doing it. Sean spoke to The Hollywood Reporter and he said that his celebrity crush is Mila Kunis.
Surprising, and then he picks Catherine.
Someone
I can see
goofy.
The similarities.
Yes, definitely.
Not look wise, but personality wise.
Totally. Yeah.
Don't give me that face.
And then The Hollywood Reporter asked him about Dancing with the Stars, and he was very coy with his answer. He said, hypothetically, I don't know. And dancing seems like it would be a huge challenge. The ballroom dancing, all that stuff. I don't know if I'm willing to take that big a leap yet.
Okay, but the other competitors have already been practicing. Wouldn't he as well?
Mm-hmm.
Or are they just going to throw him in into the lion's den with 4 days of practice?
No, he's been practicing. He has to.
Are we sure on that, or is that just speculation?
It's speculation. Complete speculation.
Okay. I'm just saying.
I don't know nothing.
Chrisley finishing strong. It's late here at AfterBuzz Studios, so yeah. Anything
he
else for you?
Tell me.
It's okay.
Secrets. Sorry. The last thing was that on Desiree being the next Bachelorette, he said people latch onto their favorite contestants, and then I'm just a horrible person if I send them home, which is on the backlash that he got for sending Desiree home. But he does seem very, like, he gives his approval on her being the next Bachelorette. So.
Yeah.
Well said. So everyone's feeling good, and overall just a great end to a great season. Mm-hmm. So thank you for news and notes, Kathy Kelly.
I can't remember the last time I cried at a Bachelor or Bachelorette. Sorry, my voice,
you
there's
cried,
something in my
you're
throat.
You're still choked up with the moment.
You cried with Jeff Holm and their proposal.
Oh, because I loved Jeff.
Yeah.
But like beyond seasons, like I was never, I don't think, so emotionally invested.
Good. So it paid off, and I think America's showing that with the ratings increase and the spike in viewership. Yeah. So
you said you're like, I cried more during this finale than I did at my own.
I didn't cry in my finale. Well, I'm lying. I didn't cry when he dumped me, but then they brought me on stage, and Chris did the same thing that he did to Lindsay tonight, and they poke and prod and poke and prod, and then they brought my mom and my grandmother up, and that's when I cried.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm.
I did. I totally cried more tonight than I did in my own finale.
So an emotional end to an emotional season. And with that said, do we have any predictions, perhaps? Predictions on the wedding date.
That is one thing
let's
wish they had
little
given
predictions.
Us a
close
little bit.
Close this out.
They should have given us an idea.
Within the year, I think, for sure.
They should have said that then.
Let's have a contest. Let's see.
I feel like the reason why they can't say it is because of production. Because of The Bachelorette starting, because of The Next Bachelor starting, because of they need to know who family they have to fly in and where they have to go and where the location's going to be. I think that that's why they can't set a date yet. I think they'd get married tomorrow if ABC would do it tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that there's probably a ton of speculation of oh, they're going to get married on TV, blah, 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 blah. I think it's who wouldn't have their wedding paid for?
Absolutely.
Like, I would.
ABC is going to give them this huge wedding all paid for.
I won't say that because I'll get in trouble.
I want to know whether it's going to be like May, which is in 2 months, or if it's going to be October, December, or if it's they're saying that it's going to be televised and it's going to be 3 years down the line. That's what I want to know.
Oh, no, I think it will be within the year. I think that they want it to happen so bad.
I'm going
to
guess that it's going to be, if the date is dictated by ABC, I think that it's going to be sometime between Bachelor Pad and the next season of The Bachelor, just like we had Ashley and JP's wedding.
And I feel like this is all opinion and what I think I may have possibly read. This is no way, shape, fact. So I just want to clarify that. I'm pretty sure that when Allie and Roberta were in talks and planning the wedding with the shows, that things got changed a lot because of production. So I'm willing to say that it's 100% production of not knowing the date and not Catherine and Sean.
I'm going to say, just because it's ABC and ratings, I'm going to go November. November is a sweeps month.
Yeah.
So well, it'll be November or February of next year.
People were saying potentially May because that's the next sweeps month. I think that's way too early. But if they are ready to get married tomorrow, then that seems feasible. But at the same time, I don't think that they're going to do it in the middle of a season. So if Dez's season, they're not going to do it on a night where there's Dancing with the Stars. So maybe they would do it a separate night. They're not going to do it in the middle of a Bachelorette season. I don't think they would do it in the middle of a Bachelor Pad season, but sometime in between. And if Bachelorette rolls right into Bachelor Pad, there's no time.
Right. And last two questions, and we're getting out. Is it forever between the two of them?
Yes.
I hope so.
Hmm. And will he win Dancing with the Stars?
No.
No.
I mean, I love him to death, but no. If he gets on, no. No.
Okay, that about does it, guys. So, it's been a wonderful season.
Bachelor fans, AfterBuzz fans, we thank you, the fans, for making us your top destination for after-show entertainment. We couldn't do it without you. So, Martin, where can they find you?
Tierra's eyebrows. It was me the whole time.
And Chrisley, what about yourself?
You guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Chrisley.
And Kathy?
You can find me on Twitter at Katherine Kelly.
Any shows you guys are doing? Any other shows outside of Bachelor?
Once Upon a Time and WWE Raw.
Nice.
Bar Rescue. Bar Rescue.
Oh, and Lion Game. I have one more.
Check out Chrisley on Bar Rescue and Lion Game for Kathy. And you can watch me on American Idol. And you can watch all of us at AfterBuzz TV. So for Martin, Chrisley, Kathy, I'm JC. We'll see you next time. Good night, everybody.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.